support along with that teacher, ma'am and sir. Okay? Proceed naman tayo kay billing. Okay? So, dito po tayo makapag-generate ng i-bill natin to our customer. Kumbaga, naniningil po tayo. This is also we can, ano din, bill our attention at wala po yung ating mga recruitment bill po. At least, makapag-generate po tayo. Next, ma'am and sir, we also have receivables. Dito po natin ma-monitor yung ating mga customers' balances. And if ever na magpa-payment na po tayo sa ating mga balances, transact lang po natin under customer payment transaction. Okay? Proceed naman tayo kay canvassing. Okay? So, dito lang po tayo makapag-canvas ng mga material from multiple supplier para at least ma-check din natin kung sino yung mas may affordable na presyo of that item, sinong supplier yun. So, at least meron tayong recording for that. Okay? After we canvas, that's the time ipapurchase na po natin kung sino yung napili nating supplier. Transact lang po natin under PO transaction, nag-PO na po tayo. After we PO, na-finalize na natin si order, na-receive na natin yung order, then that's the time to input or to record naman dito sa ating system. Transact lang po natin under receiving transaction, yung na-receive na natin formally yung ating material. So, by the way, sa ating pag-receive, ma'am, sir, we have two options din po or destination. So, pwedeng-pwede po talaga na yung mga na-receive natin ng material is idiretso natin kay warehouse. Pwede din yan idiretso sa ating purchase site. So, possible po yan sa ating system. And then, ma'am and sir, for example, yung mga na-receive natin, yung payment type is, let's say, inutang muna natin or charge muna yung payment type. Then, that's the time magre-reflect po yan, ma'am and sir, under payable. Okay, so dito po natin din ma-monitor yung ating mga suppliers, balance, mga balances natin. So, at least meron tayong recording din. And dito din natin i-input if ever na magpa-payment na po tayo kay supplier. Okay, next naman, ma'am and sir, we also have expenses na. So, mostly expense po natin sa ating per project. Pwedeng-pwede po talaga natin yung i-transact dito sa ating system. Some of expenses are yung construction labor, outside fuel, utilities, miscellaneous, and other operational expenses and unexpected expenses. Diyan lang po natin i-detection sa. Proceed naman tayo kay stock adjustment. As you can see, meron tayong stock out and stock in to balance the quantity of our materials po. Okay? Reports naman, as you can see, naka-detailed na yung reporting natin dyan. Nandiyan na po yung project materials, profit and loss monitoring. You can also monitor all of your expense per project din po yan, ma'am and sir. And most especially yung progress ng ating project, macha-check or mamomonitor talaga natin sa ating system in percentage or in amount.